Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers in the congregation today.
祝福你们母亲节快乐在当中的母亲。
We thank God for all of you.
我们为你感谢上帝。
And I hope the message today will be especially meaningful to you.
我希望今天的信息对你来说是特别有意义的。
Our message is from the poem about the virtuous or excellent woman in Proverbs 31 verses 10 through 31.
我们今天的信息是在箴言31章10至31节，那里是描述一个品德高尚和才德的女子。
This passage is an alphabetic poem.
这段经文是一段字母诗。
That means the first verse begins with the first letter of the Hebrew alphabet.
即是说第一段开头是用希伯来文的第一个字母。
And the second verse begins with the second letter of the alphabet.
第二节的开头是用第二个字母。
And that pattern continues through the 22 verses of the poem.
这样的模式是如此类推直到诗歌的第22节。
Until the poet has used all the 22 letters in the Hebrew alphabet.
诗人就用了希伯来文22节来讲这一节经文。
Such a poem takes a long time to write.
这样的诗是需要很长时间来写的。
But the alphabetic pattern makes it easier to memorize.
用这样的字体来写是容易去记。
It also gives the sense that the topic has been covered from beginning to end.
亦都俾人一个感觉咧，佢讲嘅主题咧系好详尽咁样嚟到去讲述。
Covered it from A to Z.
包括晒从头到尾。
In this case, the topic of the poem is an excellent woman.
呢首诗嘅主题系讲到一个才德嘅妇人。
And the poet wants his readers to feel like he has covered the topic completely.
诗人希望读者感受到他很详尽地讲解这个主题。
The poem is at the end of the book of Proverbs.
这首诗是在箴言书的最后一章。
And it crowns the book of Proverbs just like Eve crowned God's creative activity.
令到箴言书更加精彩，就好似夏娃是神最后的创作的杰作。
The goal of this poem is to give women a vision of the excellence to which they should aspire.
这首诗的目的是给女士们一个才德妇女的影像，让她们可以来到去渴求、追求。
And it's also written to show men what they should look for in a wife.
亦都指示男士们寻找配偶的时候应该注意什么的品格。
The excellent woman who is described in this poem and celebrated here is a role model for God's people of all time.
这首诗所表扬的、所赞美的才德妇人是信徒永久的榜样。
The word translated excellent at the beginning of the poem has the sense valiant or heroic.
在箴言开始的时候，讲到才德这个词，是包括着勇敢和英雄的意思。
And this woman is like the valiant kings and judges in Israel.
这位妇人就好像以色列的君王和士师。
They did good work for God's people on the battlefield.
在战场上为神的子民打美好的仗。
She is a heroic figure used by God to do good for his people in the home and in the community.
她是一个英雄的形象，神用她在家庭和社区里面为神的子民行美好的事。
The well-being of society rests on the shoulders of women like this.
这些妇女承担着社会健全美好的责任。
Therefore, this poem belongs to the genre of Israel's heroic poetry.
因此这首诗的写作题材是以色列的英雄诗来的。
This kind of poetry describes a hero's mighty deeds, especially military exploits.
这类的诗是讲述英雄事迹，特别是在战场上面。
And this poem encourages us to celebrate women of valor and excellence.
这首诗鼓励我们去庆祝这些勇敢和才德的女士。
Thus, the purpose of Mother's Day is very consistent with the intent and purpose of this poem.
所以母亲节的目的和这首诗的含义是非常之一致。
We'll divide the poem into three parts for our sermon this morning.
我们将今天早上将这首诗分成三部分。
Verses 10 through 12 describe the woman's value.
10至12节描述呢个妇女嘅价值。
Then the following verses describe her activities and then her praise.
然后描述佢嘅生活，最后对佢嘅赞美。
First, let's consider the value of the excellent woman in verses 10 through 12.
首先睇我哋嚟睇10至12节才德妇人嘅价值。
The poem begins with a rhetorical question.
呢首诗以一个反问形式嚟到开始。
The author asks the question to make a point, not to receive an answer.
作者用问题嚟到去指出一个观点，而唔系去寻找答案。
The question he asks is, an excellent wife who can find?
佢问才德嘅妇人谁能得着呢？
The point he's trying to make is that such a woman is rare.
佢想要指出咁样嘅妇人咧系少有嘅。
He goes on to say that she is far more precious than jewels.
佢继续嚟到讲，佢话佢嘅价值咧系远胜过珍珠。
Therefore, she's not only rare, but she's also very valuable.
所以佢唔单止系罕见，亦都系非常之嘅珍贵。
This word excellent, which describes the woman, has several connotations.
才德呢个词语咧系包括有几个含义嘅。
It suggests she is strong, efficient, valiant, and has ability and wealth.
描述呢个妇人系强壮嘅，有高效率，又勇敢，有能力，同埋有财富。
In verse 3 of this chapter, it's translated strength.
喺第三节嗰度，才德系翻译为力量。
In Proverbs 12:4, this word describes the excellent wife who is the crown of her husband.
喺箴言12:4嘅时候咧，才德呢个词咧系形容佢丈夫，呢个太太系佢丈夫嘅冠冕。
In the book of Ruth, this word describes Boaz, who is powerful and wealthy.
喺路德记呢个词咧系形容波亚斯，佢强大而且富有，佢喺社区里面咧系有名望嘅。
He has standing in the community.
佢喺社区里面系有名望嘅。
It also describes Ruth, who is capable and competent.
亦都描述路德系一个有能力同埋能干嘅妇人。
This description of the excellent woman awakens the desire in the audience to find such a woman.
喺箴言里面描述嘅才德妇人，唤醒咗读者去渴望同埋寻找同样嘅女士。
Or it could awaken a desire to be like her.
或者咧。渴慕自己好似佢一样。
She is rare, precious, and attractive.
佢系好罕有嘅、宝贵同埋可以系引人注目嘅。
She is a gift from God.
佢系神嘅礼物。
She is precious because she uses her various abilities selflessly to help others.
佢系好宝贵，因为佢无私嘅嚟到用佢嘅能力去帮助别人。
Verse 11 adds that her husband.Trust the heart of her husband trusts in her, and he will have no lack of gain.
喺十一节嗰度讲，佢丈夫心里倚靠她，必不缺少利益。
This means she has the highest level of spiritual and physical competence.
系指佢拥有最深嘅灵命同埋最佳嘅能体能。
And her husband's well-being stands or falls on her reliability.
佢丈夫嘅成功或者失败咧，关键咧就在于佢嘅可靠性。
He prospers because of her ability and dependability.
丈夫繁荣昌盛，由于妻子嘅能力同埋佢嘅可靠性。
Verse 12 completes the description of her value.
喺十二节完成咗描述对才德妇人嘅价值。
It says she does him good and not harm all the days of her life.
讲述佢一生使到佢丈夫有益无损。
She is to her husband a perpetual source of nothing but good.
对佢丈夫嚟讲咧，佢永远都系拥留住美善嘅。
She's like a crown on his head.
就好似佢头上嘅冠冕。
She adorns him and honors him.
佢令到佢丈夫更加嘅光荣。
She is as valuable as anything one could find in this world.
佢嘅价值咧，好比世上面嘅珍宝。
And the man who marries such a woman is enriched, honored, and blessed by her.
男人娶到咁嘅女子咧，生命将会系更丰盛、尊荣同埋更有福气。
The main part of this poem is in verses 13 through 27, describing the activities of the excellent woman.
在13至到27节是这首诗的主要部分，描述到才德妇人的生活。
The poet describes her character by what she does.
诗人通过她所做的来到显明她的品格。
And what she does is the main focus of this poem.
她所做的就是这首诗的重点。
She is a dynamo.
她充满能量。
And her activities are nothing less than phenomenal.
她的生活是出类拔萃，不同凡响的。
She is known by her actions and her energy more than by anything else.
她的生活行为和她的能量是为人所知道的。
She has several abilities and talents through which she enriches her household.
她亦都有多种的能力和才能，使得她的家庭是丰富亦都是美好。
In verses 13 through 15, she prepares food and clothing.
在13至15节，她准备食物和做衣服。
Verse 13 says that she seeks wool from the flocks and flax from the fields to make linen.
她在13节讲她在羊群里面来到取羊毛，和在田间那里找些麻来到做布料。
And then she works with them with her hands.
然后她用她自己双手来到做纺织品。
In verse 14, she is compared to the merchant ships that bring food from afar.
14节，诗人将这个妇人呢比作商船，将食物从远方运到来。
Apparently, she is trading the items that she makes with cloth and textiles to obtain food for her family.
好明显，佢系用佢自己做嘅布料同埋纺织品呢，系为家人去换取粮食。
And in verse 15, she's rising in the night to provide food for her household and her maidens.
在十五节，佢喺夜间咧就起嚟噶啦，就为佢个家庭同埋婢女咧提供食物。
She arises very early to work.
佢好早就起身。
And her energy seems to be unlimited.
佢似乎系有无穷嘅精力。
How does she do all of this?
佢做点可以做到咁多嘅嘢咧？
I think we need to emphasize that this is the portrait of an ideal or model woman.
我想我们需要强调的是，这个是理想或者模范的妇女的形象。
Sometimes I tease my wife about all that this woman does in Proverbs 31.
有时我向我太太取笑，指出这个才德妇人所做的一切。
And my wife reminds me that this woman had servants.
我太太经常提醒我咧，这个妇人是有仆人的。
They are called her maidens in verse 15.
在十五节嗰度记载是婢女。
And a lot of what this woman accomplishes, she no doubt does through her servants.
这个妇人做咁多嘢咧，无疑嘅系佢个婢女都有帮手去做嘅。
So to compare her to a woman today, we need to remember she is a picture of the perfect model.
咁因此咧，如果我哋要将呢个才德嘅女子同今日嘅女性嚟到进行比较咧，我哋要记住佢系一个完美嘅模范嘅肖像。
She does not exist in reality.
喺现实嘅生活中咧，系唔存在嘅。
Also, if we compare a woman today with her.
如果我哋今日嚟到去将佢同今日嘅妇女比较咧
，The woman of today should have maids to clean her house and employees helping her。
咁样今日嘅妇女咧就应该有清洁嘅工人同埋有雇工嚟到帮助佢。
In verses 16 through 17, our model woman buys, plants, and tends a vineyard。
喺16至到17节，我哋嘅模范妇人咧又买卖又种植，并且咧系。栽种一个葡萄园嘅。
She buys a field and then plants a vineyard in it.
佢买咗一块田地，然后栽种咗一个葡萄园。
Verse 17 emphasizes her valor and strength.
喺十七节强调佢嘅精力充沛。
It states that she does this herself with her strength.
佢以能力束腰。
And then it adds the word she makes her arms strong.
经文亦都讲佢膀臂有力。
So she has strength for manual labor.
所以佢有体力做劳动嘅工作。
In fact, she has superhuman strength.
事实上咧，佢有超人嘅能力。
She has strength like Superwoman or Carol Danvers in the movie Captain Marvel.
就好似神奇女侠或者呢个惊奇队长嘅电影嗰、那个女主角卡罗尔丹佛斯嘅角色。
But there's more about this amazing woman who is a role model for others.
仲有好多关于呢一位理想模范嘅妇人。
Verse 18 says that her lamp does not go out at night.
喺十八节描述佢嘅灯咧系永远都唔会熄嘅。
I've always thought that this meant she was up all night working.
我常常以为佢系整夜嘅工作。
But it probably means something else.
或者系有其他嘅意思。
It probably means that she always has money in her house.
或者讲佢屋企系富裕嘅。
And she can afford to keep her lamps burning all night.
佢可以买好多油，使到佢嘅灯唔需要熄。
So her family is never in the dark.
所以佢嘅家人永远唔会喺黑暗里面。
To be without light is a scary and dangerous situation.
冇光系一个非常可怕同埋危险嘅情况。
Verses 19 and 22 describe her spinning and weaving the finest textiles for her clothing.
在19和22节描述她纺织最好的纺织品来到制造衣服。
And she uses fine linens and purple dyes that would be expensive and come from Phoenicia.
她使用的是来自腓利格价值昂贵的细麻布和紫色的染料。
She's amazingly productive.
佢係非常之有效率嘅。
Verse 24 tells about the linen garments and clothing she sells to the merchants.
喺24節描述佢賣俾商人細麻布同埋衣裳。
She does this to gain income for her family.
佢為家人嚟到賺取入息。
She's not the kind of woman who would be on the phone all day every day.
佢唔係嗰種婦人，咁成日都喺度講電話。
Nor would she spend her whole day on the computer surfing the web.
或者成日都喺度嚟到上网。
She's busy providing for her household.
而系佢全时间嘅为佢家庭嚟到去忙碌。
There's another question we might consider here.
我哋可以研究另外一个问题。
What does the picture of the excellent woman teach us about women working outside the home?
呢个才德女子嘅形象咧，对外出工作嘅女性有啲乜嘢嘅教导呢？
It's clear that the woman described here is involved in work outside of her home.
好明显，这个女子都是在家庭以外工作的。
And she's meant to be a model for us.
而这个女子是我们的榜样。
And the passage does not tell us how old her children are or how many children she has.
但是经文里面没有告诉我们她的子女有多大，或者她有多少个小朋友。
However, there's a principle we can learn from this woman.
然而我们可以从这个女子的身上可以学到一个原则。
Her activities were not so much in the home as they were for the home.
她的活动不是 在家里面，而是为了个家。
I think this is a good principle for women to follow today.
我认为这个原则是非常适合我们今天的妇女去跟随。
This passage teaches that it's not wrong for a woman to work outside the home.
这段经文告诉我们听，女子在外边工作并不是错的。
But the key principle is that everything she does is for her home.
最主要的关键是她所做的一切都是为了个家。
There may be times when the best thing she can do for the home is not work outside the home.
有些情况他为家庭付出的最好的就是不出去工作。
This could be the case if she has young children.
例如他家中有小孩子。
But there may be other times when it's best for the home for her to work outside the home.
但是有些另外的情况呢，他出去工作是最好的选择。
There's a key principle married couples must consider when determining their work schedule.
一对夫妇在确定他们的工作时间表的时候，他们需要考虑一个非常关键的原则。
That is to determine what is best for the family and the home.
就是什么对家庭是最好的呢？
The next thing Proverbs 31 explains is the social achievements of this model woman.
箴言31篇下一部分就是讲到这个模范妇女在社区的成就。
She not only contributes to her household.
她不单止对她家庭有贡献。
She's also busy in her community and makes contributions there.
她亦都喺佢嘅社區嗰度好忙碌嚟到做出貢獻。
Her first social accomplishment is ministering to the afflicted and the destitute.
佢第一項嘅社會成就咧，就係為到受苦同埋貧困嘅人嚟到服務。
Verse 20 says she opens her hand to the poor and reaches out her hand to the needy.
喺二十節，她將手周濟困苦人，伸手幫補窮乏人。
Thus she is concerned for the powerless and the disadvantaged.
因此你睇到佢係關心冇能力同埋處於弱勢嘅社群嘅。
And she's generous with her wealth.
並且係好慷慨嘅捐贈佢自己嘅財富。
Also, several verses teach that this model woman provides security for her household.
我哋亦都睇从几节经文里面咧睇到呢位无饭嘅妇人咧为佢家庭带嚟保障。
According to verse 21, she's not afraid of the snow for her household.
喺二十一节，佢讲到佢不因下雪为家里嘅人担心。
The reason she's not afraid is because they are well clothed.
佢唔害怕，因为佢哋有足够嘅衣服。
Verse 25 says, strength and dignity are her clothing, and she laughs at the time to come.
在25节，能力和威仪是她的衣服。她想到日后的境况，她就嬉笑。
To say that strength and dignity are her clothing means that these things characterize her.
能力和威仪是她的衣服，意思就是讲她的特征。
They are a part of who she is.
是她生命的一部分。
The word dignity in the Bible is used to describe God's splendor and majesty.
威儀呢個詞咧係用嚟形容神嘅光榮同埋威嚴。
This woman is impressive in her person.
呢位婦人咧，你見到佢，令到你咧係會印象深刻嘅。
To say that she laughs at the time to come means she is secure and not afraid of the future.
講到佢日後嘅境況，佢就嬉笑。佢係指佢係安穩，佢唔怕未來。
She follows God.
佢跟隨神。
And she has made provision for the future.
佢亦都預備好未來。
She trusts God.
佢信靠神。
And she knows He will provide for her household.
知道神會供應佢嘅家嘅一切嘅需要。
She has seen God provide in the past.
佢以前曾經經歷神嘅供應。
Verse 23 suggests that this woman's work and the clothing she provides enhance her husband's stature in the community.
在23節告訴我們這位婦人的工作和她賣的衣服呢是增加了她丈夫在社區裡面的地位。
It says her husband is known in the gates when he sits among the elders of the land.
她丈夫在城門口與本地的長老同坐為眾人所認識。
In ancient cities, the gates were the place where the business was conducted.
古時的城門是進行商業活動的地方。
And rulers governed there.
統治者都統治的地方。
Her husband is an elder in the city.
她的丈夫在城裡面是一位長老。
And he is known among the leaders of the community.
在社區領袖之中她是一個知名的人士。
This woman is also a model in her speech.
這個婦女也都講說話是一個模範者來的。
Verse 26 says she opens her mouth with wisdom.
在26節講到她開口就發智慧。
And the teaching of kindness is on her tongue.
她舌上有仁慈的法則。
There are two important words here.
這裡有兩個重要的詞彙。
First, her speech is described as wisdom.
首先她講說話是充滿著有智慧。
Wisdom is the skill of living life. So it reflects the beauty of God, and so it has eternal value.
智慧是生活的技能，并且反映出神的美丽和永恒的价值。
In her speech, she passes on to others eternal principles that God has established.
在她的说话当中，她将神所建立永恒的原则来到传递给别人。
And she teaches others how to live so their lives have eternal value.
她并且教导别人怎样为永生而活。
Her speech is not characterized by gossip and empty chatter.
她不会去讲些无谓的事或者去讲人家闲话。
When she opens her mouth, wise words come out.
她讲说话就是智慧的言语。
It also says that kindness is on her tongue.
也都讲到她舌头上有仁慈。
This word has the idea of mercy and faithfulness.
仁慈这个字是包括怜悯和忠诚。
She is loyal and steadfast in her friendships and encouraging to others.
佢对友谊系忠诚坚定嘅，亦都系对人咧系有鼓励嘅。
Her actions can be summarized finally in verse 27.
27节总结佢嘅行为。
The verse says she looks well to the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness.
呢节经文讲佢观察家务，并不吃闲饭。
Her life is all about taking care of her family.
她的生活就是照顾她的家人。
It means she keeps watch over them.
意思是她一直看守着她们。
This verb can have the idea of spying.
看守这个动词呢甚至乎有一点是好像是做间谍这样。
And there may be some good mothers.Who have had to do some spying on their children at times.
可能在我们当中都有一些好的母亲是来看管她的孩子的时候呢有时好像间谍这样。
The point is, she knows what's going on in her family.
重点是她知道她家人所发生的事情。
And she is working to meet every need that arises.
她努力地去满足每一个的要求。
The fact that she does not eat the bread of idleness is obvious from what we've already read.
从经文我们很明显看到并不吃闲饭这个事实。
She's a woman of action.
她经常的工作。
And she is characterized by initiative and industry.
主动和殷勤就是她的特点。
We have looked at the value of the excellent woman.
我们看过才德妇女的价值。
And we have studied her actions.
亦都看到她生活行为。
The last part of this poem describes her praise.
这首诗的最后部分是描述对她的赞美。
It tells how she is praised by three groups.
三组人对她的赞美。
Her family praises her.
她家人称赞她。
The poet praises her.
诗人称赞她。
And all are commanded to praise her.
所有人都应该称赞她。
This section is very fitting for Mother's Day.
这部分非常之适合我们今天的母亲节。
Verses 28 through 29 describe how her family praises her.
28至29节是描述她家人怎样去称赞她。
Verse 28 says her children rise up and call her blessed.
28节讲她的儿女起来称她有福，她的丈夫也称赞她。
Her husband also, and he praises her.
她的丈夫也称赞她。
In Proverbs 31, the family esteems her and declares her to be living life optimally as God intended.
在箴言31章那里，家庭尊重她，并且宣称她是按着神的心意，将生活活出是最美好。
She's endowed with wisdom.
她充满智慧。
So the family reciprocates for all the good she does to and for them.
家人为了她所做一切的好事来到调换过来来到回谢她。
This woman who is so concerned for others now becomes the central concern and praise of others.
这个妇人平时常常关心其他人，今日她是成为核心，被人来关注翻，受到别人来到称赞。
This is what Christians should be doing in our home, in our homes on Mother's Day.
在母亲节，这个就是基督徒在家里面应该做的事。
But it should not only be on Mother's Day.
不应该只是在母亲节吧。
This should be a regular occurrence in Christian homes.
应该在基督徒的家里面是常常做的事。
The reason for this praise is given in verse 29.
在29节给我们一个赞美的原因。
It says, many women have done excellently, but you surpass them all.
才德的女子很多，唯独你超过一切。
These are perhaps the words of her husband.
这些或者是她丈夫所讲的。
And they perhaps include some hyperbole or exaggeration.
或者有些夸大。
It says in verse 10 that such women are rare.
在十节那里讲话，这些模范的妇女呢是很罕见的。
And if they are rare, then few have done excellently.
如果是罕见的话，那就很少妇女呢是才德的女子。
However, this woman has done better than them all.
然而这位模范的妇女呢比其他的妇女做得更好。
And there is a sense in which we can all say that our mothers have done excellently.
因此我哋可以感受到，我哋可以都可以讲话，我哋自己屋企里面嘅母亲咧系做到最好啦。
God has designed the perfect mother for each of us.
神为我哋每一个人设计咗一个完美嘅母亲。
In verse 30, the poet also praises the excellent woman.
在30节，诗人亦都称赞才德的妇人。
He praises her because of her character and her fear of the Lord.
他称赞她因为她的品格和敬畏耶和华。
He writes, charm is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised.
诗人说，艳丽是虚假的，美容是虚浮的，为敬畏耶和华的妇女必得称赞。
He contrasts that which is deceptive like charm and beauty with the fear of the Lord.
他用欺骗人的艳丽和美容去对比敬畏耶和华。
He does this because the fear of the Lord is not deceptive.
他这样做因为敬畏耶和华是没有虚假的。
Charm deceives because it promises a lifetime of happiness.
艳丽是虚假的，因为它承诺你一生的幸福快乐。
But it cannot deliver.
但是没办法来到去实现。
Beauty is vain because it passes away and with it the hope of happiness based on it.
美容是虚浮的，因为美容和它所带来的给人幸福快乐呢是会过去的。
Beauty may delight for a time.
美容可以俾你开心一段时间，
But it is only temporary.
但只系暂时嘅。
This woman has inner spiritual beauty.
呢个妇人嘅灵命就系佢内在嘅美。
She is a woman who does not fear for her household.
佢唔需要为佢家人嚟到担心，
Because she fears the Lord.
因为佢敬畏耶和华。
Proverbs defines the fear of the Lord as the beginning of wisdom.
箴言讲敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。
It is a reverence and respect and trust for God.
是对神的敬畏、尊重和信靠。
This woman respects and values God above all else in life.
这位妇人尊重神呢，是过于她的生命的一切。
She is a concrete description of a person who models what the fear of the Lord looks like in everyday life.
这个敬畏耶和华的妇人就是一个不折不扣的我们日常生活中的典范。
Wisdom and the fear of the Lord are not mere intellectual qualities.
智慧和敬畏耶和华不单止是智力。
They are a way of life that is available to all who will respect and trust God.
也是生活之道，所有敬畏和信靠神的人都可以得到的。
Finally, in the last verse of this poem, we are all commanded to praise this woman.
最后这首诗命令我们去赞美这位妇人。
The poet writes, give her of the fruit of her hands, let her works praise her in the gates.
这位诗人说，愿她享受操作所得的，愿她的工作在城门口荣耀她。
Society's well-being is enhanced by women like this.
这样的女性增强了社会的幸福感。
She is as gifted and valued as any man.
她好像任何的男士一样，有天赋和有价值。
She is a pillar in her home and in the community.
她在家庭和社区里面都是一个支柱。
This woman's works praise her to the extent they are publicly acknowledged and acclaimed.
这位妇人的工作配得公开来去承认和称赞。
And we should close our service today by acclaiming and praising the godly women in our congregation.
同样我们应该赞扬我们当中会众里面的敬虔的女士，我来到结束我们今天的信息。
Let's pray together.
让我们一起祈祷。
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you for your love and mercy to us.
天父，我们感谢你，并且赞美你对我们的爱和怜悯。
We thank you for sending your son Jesus to save us from our sins.
我们多谢你差派你的儿子拯救我们从罪中出来。
And we thank you for all the other good and godly people you've brought into our lives.
我们感谢你把其他的良善和敬虔的人带到我们的生命里面。
You use them in our lives every day.
在我们生命中你使用他们。
Thank you for the godly women you have given to our church and families.
感谢你把敬虔的妇女赐给我们的家庭和教会。
We praise you for each one of them.
我哋为每一个嚟到赞美你。
The single women and the married women.
单身嘅或者已婚嘅。
The older women and the younger women.
年长嘅或者年轻嘅。
God bless them all and draw them close to yourself.
求神祝福呢啲女士，愿主吸引佢哋亲近你。
Today especially bless the mothers in our church.
今日愿你来到特别祝福我们教会的母亲。
And use them in a mighty way in the community, the church, and in their homes.
在社区、教会和家庭里面大大的使用他们。
We praise you for them.
我们为我们的母亲感谢赞美你。
And we pray in Jesus' name.
以耶稣的名祈求。
Amen.
Amen.